Article 9 of the 2022 law calls for institutional coordination on deciding policies, plans, and programs to promote gender equality for women and create an environment in which women can exercise their human rights and maximize their potential. I would like to inform you about the progress made by the government in promoting the human rights of women in all their diversity through the operation of the Presidential Office for Women's Equality under the Vice Presidency. Firstly, Law 2081-22, creating the Ministry for Equality. Through the Office of the Vice Minister for Women, this takes over the office, the functions of the old office and broadens its action to coordinate interinstitutional and intersectoral action to comply with the public policy on gender equality, the National Development Plan, and the needs and interests of women with an intersectional, anti-racist, territorial-based approach. Article 343 of the National Development Plan establishes the creation of a national system to register, monitor, and follow up against women, known as SELVIA. This contains a strategy to integrate pathways to address gender-based violence, a mechanism to register individual cases. The main goal is to prevent re-victimization and consolidate an early warning system in order that bodies may address the barriers of access to justice and improve measures of protection, care, and stabilization for women. The register has a special chapter addressing femicide with a strengthening of line 155 for national attention. Working with the Ministry for Foreign Affairs, we're at the third phase out of five in drawing up the National Plan of Action under Resolution 1325, which consists of harmonising the actions proposed by over 1,500 women of African descent, Indigenous women, Roma and LGBT women, women with disabilities, peasant women. These were compiled in 24 throughout the country. Working with the Institute for Public Administration under the Administrative Department for Public Office, we have trained 12,500 public officials nationally in preventing and addressing violence against women and racial discrimination working within the public service, as well as 75 national entities have adopted the protocol to prevent gender-based violence and all forms of discrimination. Finally, we have spearheaded the initiative Budgets for Equality. This is to develop a gender governance exercise through technical assistance to 10 local bodies and elected commissions, as well as seven sectors of government and 80 women's organisations to incorporate actions for planning and budgeting with a gender-based approach. This reaffirms our commitment to make progress in policies to transform Colombian society, placing dignity, rights and the lives of women in their full diversity at the centre. Thank you.